Haggai chapter 2, verses 5 to 7. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear, for thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Are you shaking with the cold? Or perhaps you're feeling that a relationship or your spot on the team or your patience is being shaken. The prophet Haggai is speaking to a people who feel shaken. And the Lord gives through him a promise that still shakes the world. I covenant with you a shaking to give you my presence, my hope, and my love. Verse 6, God says, I will shake the heaven and the earth, the sea and the dry land, and all nations. So what is this shaking? The word refers to violent agitation. It's used to describe how God shook proud Egypt with those 10 plagues to liberate his people. How he shook the Red Sea to carve a path of escape while swallowing Pharaoh's army. The Lord shook the nations to use even the fall of an empire to bring his people home from Babylon. And in our text, he's promising that he will do that again. And so the following years see the power of Persia crack under Xerxes. And Alexander the Great thundering across Asia like a mad he-goat until his horn, his power, was cut off. The Middle East in the next four centuries knew little relief from the shaking of armies on the run. And yet through the turbulent demise of Babylon, Persia, and Greece, God was bringing about the fullness of time for the coming of his Son. He shook the world to announce, I covenant my presence with you. He foretells in verse 7 the coming of the desire of all nations. God becoming flesh for our salvation. You know, generally when people think about an earth-shaking event, they envision themselves doing the shaking. By nature, we don't want to be shaken. We want to seize earthly advantages. So we think, hey, I will accomplish this. Then they'll have to put me on first string like I deserve. Or I'm going to show those people, and then they'll respect me. Or I'm going to demand my way. I'll forge my own happiness. But God demonstrates that such earthly approaches never bring the desire of nations. Instead, he announces, I covenant my presence with you in your baptism, in the Lord's Supper, in the still small voice of every gospel announcement, your sins are forgiven. Yes, this sin-cursed world continues to groan and shake with wars and rumors of wars, famines, pandemics, economic oppression. It's been noted that the greatest generation was shaken by the Great Depression and the World Wars. And yet in general, it brought them together. While our generation is being shaken apart by a profound loss of hope. Experts estimate that 70 to 80% of American families are dysfunctional. Half of young adults think that marriage is an antiquated tradition with slight possibility of success. Suicide rates are increasing. Society is increasingly polarized. And such hopelessness decimates us in a thousand shattering ways. All people long for peace and hope, and yet many search in vain. For without repentant faith in Christ, hope is just a mask, deceiving people into thinking that their life here is secure when it is shaking. God shakes the world, shakes you and me, so that we realize we can never find secure peace and hope in our accomplishments or our possessions. The nations, yes, are violently shaking, wars and rumors of wars, proving the hopelessness of man's dream of establishing his paradise on earth. And what's the end of all this shaking? Hebrews 12 applies our text to that end. The Lord will once more shake the heavens and the earth so that everything that can be shaken will be removed. 0 hour will crack with a thunder blast that wakes the dead and decimates time. So awake before it's too late. The Lord is inviting you. I covenant with you hope in the child of hope. Here's the anchor of salvation that holds firm in every quake, every shaking. Listen to the amazing comfort recorded in Hebrews 6. This hope is an anchor for your soul, firm and secure. So may Jesus be dwelling in your heart when that trumpet blasts. And in the meanwhile, in the midst of this blasted landscape of earth, look up at the child of hope suspended between earth and sky on his cross. And behold how magnificently the Father loves you. He shook the heavens to give you his only beloved Son. Look up and behold how powerfully Jesus loves you. He shook the earth to do the impossible. God becoming man in a virgin birth. Nothing can conquer his love for you. Not death. Not the devil's might. Not even the depth of your own sin. Look up at this child suspended there and see the heart of God's love for you. He shook the heavenly courts of justice to declare the ungodly righteous in Christ's vicarious sacrifice. To every sinner deserving divine wrath, this child says, I covenant with you the forgiveness of your sins in my own blood. I wash your conscience clean, covering you with my righteousness. Jesus even shook the icy vaults of death and hell, ripping them open to give you eternal life in his blood and righteousness. Yeah, we may shake in the cold, but Jesus himself assures you, I want to use the shaking of this earth to dispel every false hope, every fake god, so that the central focus of your heart ever remains the one thing that cannot be shaken. I covenant with you a shaking to give you my presence, my secure hope, and my eternal love. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 370, 370, stanzas 1 and 2.